We are Si and Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, yesterday, Saturday, was our main episode release, discussing in lots of detail all last week's action from Down Under in Summer Bay. Make sure you go and check that out if you haven't yet. We also go through your comments and opinions and your say on the Bay. So it's definitely a must listen. This one is just a quick trip into the future. Get your crystal ball out as we find out by reading the episode synopsis of the upcoming week what might happen and start some theories. I'm joined, as always, by Sophie. How are you doing, Sophie? You okay?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, I'm well. How's your weekend going?
Yeah, good. Got some jobs done eventually. I've been a bit lazy this January. I was like determined to get stuff done this weekend and I've done it. How about you?
Yes, very well, thank you. Very well. Lots of telly. I love a lazy weekend. A couple of siestas.
Of course.
Yeah. You've got Absolutely. To just stop. I haven't actually been out the last couple of weekends. Next weekend I might have to do something. Just, you know, live life rather than sit in front of the telly.
That's what January's for, though, especially the 74th day of January, you know.
Yeah, and like also the 70th storm we've had. Like, you don't want to live it.
Storm Jocelyn, Storm Aisha, Storm, who's next? Kevin? Storm Kevin?
No, that's it. It'll be a woman's name.
Was it? Oh.
Won't be a man's name, will it? A big bad storm.
Kesha. Because we've had Aisha and Jocelyn, haven't we? So the next one's got to be Kay, hasn't it? I don't know what the next one. Katie, Kesha.
Yeah, it'll be Kyra. Something bad. Something mean and bad. So hopefully it improves anyway and we don't go any further. I was reading very quickly. This is really boring. We're on like our 10th name storm, aren't we? Like the letter J. And last year we only made it to B.
Really?
So that tells you, how mad this was.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's not boring. That's not boring. That's a fascinating fact. So last year we had two storms, and this year we've already had nine. It's January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been insane. Wind for weeks.
I told you not to have that chili.
I know, right? I should have listened.
Now there's been a storm coming through the bay last couple of weeks, and you know we've left it in a bit of a stick, you know, a bit of tiny and flicker in a pickle. Irene's just dodged prison, but will Cash save his job? Should we find out? Should we read some synopsis? Remember to catch up with us. We tweet along with all the episodes during the week at Coastal News Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok. The list is getting longer. Come find us. Would you like to guess at the episode number, Monday 6:30 on Five Star?
Oh, yes, because I do remember that I looked this up because only because we should probably let the viewers in on this, but we are big Traitors fans, aren't we?
That's big, yeah.
Trey big Traitors fans. So we had to watch the episodes early so that we would finish early so we could watch the final of Traitors on Friday night. So I did have to watch the episode Friday's first look episode online because I wasn't going to be watching it live, which I think was I think that was 8151, which if I'm right makes the next episode 8152.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Prosecco. I've already sank a bottle cheating. Of it while we've been recording.
cheaty, but yeah. Yay, I win.
Well done.
Can I just say it doesn't happen often for me, I'll be honest. Does it? So I'm gonna take this one as a win.
Let's go for it. The regulators will know all that.
They know that I'm shit at this game. So let me have it.
They know that we both are. They're all wondering why we do it.
True. Yes.
Right.
Love it.
Dana wants to give back.
Give back what?
Don't know. That's full stop. End of sentence.
Wants to give back. Charity?
Charity, yeah. Or
is she finally feeling grateful for everything that everyone else has done around her? And she wants to.
Maybe. She's a nurse, isn't she? So maybe it's maybe.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Maybe she's volunteered at the nearby vaccination centre.
Where's the drop-in centre? But anyway, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is such a good community story. Can we, right, after our mug campaign to get the podcast on the show, we need to do a campaign about a drop-in centre.
I'd rather the drop-in centre than the school, because I think the drop-in centre, it just brings much more juicy storylines. You know, people that need genuine help because their life's gone off the rails.
Yeah.
That's always good, right?
Yeah.
Good drama.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I like it. I love it.
Yeah.
Tane snaps.
Oh. We saw a little. Did you see the trailer for First Look? We saw a little bit of this, didn't we?
Yes. He's fed up with people asking him questions, isn't he?
And like, are you all right, Tane?
Do you know
doing
what?
All right?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, Felicity's fled town, so he's facing the questions at the minute.
Yeah.
Whether it be his own doing or not. That's not the debate here. You know, he's the one left behind with everybody talking, really, isn't he? Yeah. Bree opens up to Remy's parents.
Ooh.
I killed a man. I hit him over the head with a shovel and I'd do it again if I had to.
And I ate his liver with a nice Chianti. We were talking on the main episode yesterday, weren't we, about whether this is rumbling on into week two or whether that was the, like, why have we got this? Why have we got this scene with her bringing up the past? Why have we got this back in the show?
Yeah. Why?
Pourquoi? Why?
What's
pourquoi? Going on? Pourquoi pas, I would say. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm interested because I loved the origin story of Bree and Remy. I loved the affair. I loved
I do actually. Yeah.
I loved it. They've gone off the boil for me. I don't, you know, we were talking about greatest love stories of the Bay yesterday on Your Say on the Bay on the main episode. We were talking about that. I wouldn't have ever put Bree and Remy right now in greatest love stories of the Bay ever. But they could have been contenders with the whole affair. I'm having an affair behind my abusive husband's back. That was quite hot. I want to go back to that, really.
Yeah, I agree. Because even I hated Remy very famously. I sort of softened to him during that period where, you know, he.
Yeah. It was sexy. I liked it. He was like the saviour of her. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not sexy anymore, though, is it? It's a bit.
No.
But, a bit missionary for me.
Definitely. What happens on First Look? Why does this happen?
I'm sorry. I bring the tone down. I can't help it. I'm from Coventry. It's in my blood. You know, I can't help it. But It's just not exciting. You know what I mean? It's not hot. It's not.
I know
exciting.
What you mean. Yeah, we're not into it. Yeah.
No.
And they're fully clothed all the time and just going to work. Right. Let's say what might be hot though. The next line. Tane's ready to rebound.
Oh, okay. Right. So my number is 079. I was 79. I can't actually remember the rest, but I will
just as well on a podcast. Will my podcast? Thank you.
I'll DM you later, Tane.
Tane, yep. And then I'll happily have seconds. He'd probably break me. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway, John inflicts his bad mood upon his students.
What?
John inflicts his bad mood upon his students.
I have two questions. Why is he in a bad mood? And who are his students? What is he teaching?
Very good questions.
Oh, is this the life? You know when he did, you know when he trained Nico ages ago? Was it like, oh God, about 18 months ago now? He trained Nico to be a lifeguard, didn't he? And he had those lessons for the wannabe lifeguards in the surf club. Is he doing that again?
It could be, but why is he in a bad mood about it?
I don't know. Why is he in a bad mood? Is because Irene's got away with the whole Dana Harper thing. So we're happy about that. Because last week he was stressing about that, wasn't he? But now he should be happy because she's been exonerated. So
is he annoyed about Alf's newspaper article getting all the glory when he's never there and John actually does the legwork?
Maybe, but then John was doing the speech for his award for Alf's plaque. Plaque. If you're Australian, plaque. If you're British,
I like plaques. Oh, God, I can't believe I've just done that. I might have to cut that out.
I can't breathe.
I'm actually not going to cut it out. That's obviously going to stay in because I can't remember.
I like plaque. Molly.
Shush.
Sorry. Hold to this moment.
We are in so much trouble.
Feel a little better. Hold on to this moment. I'm trying. Feel a little better. I don't know. You saying I like plots.
Right, be quiet.
Okay.
Right, next line. I can't do the next line. It's lyric. Hang on. Scroll. Marilyn's work request backfires.
Oh, work request. I can't think. But what? Okay, so she. Yeah, but I don't know. I have no idea.
It's all a bit. This is all very. This week's just come out of nowhere. Am I reading the right numbers? 8-1. Imagine if this was like 3 months down the line.
We're like, what? Like, who? Who's dead?
Harper's doing what now? No wonder Tarnay's rebounding. Right. Leah's nightmares escalate.
Okay. Yeah.
She sleepwalks. I hope she sleepwalks. Because honestly, Mia's sleepwalking was iconic.
It was. Sleepwalking and talking to dead Ari. And dead Ari actually took. Turning up as well, Ghost Ari.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, we took the absolute piss out of it on here, but it was iconic. Felicity's desperation turns to wrath.
I thought we had that last. Wasn't she wrathing last week at Mac?
Exactly. So, is it going to get worse?
Oh,
this doesn't sound good.
No.
Leah and Justin set a date. Oh, blimey, they're still plowing on with this. In exactly 2 weeks' time.
Oh, God. Hopefully not, because if everyone from abroad's got to come over and, you know, flights at the moment, they're not cheap. Let's face
they're
it.
They're not. I mean, we should know.
We should know, because we're checking every day for flights to Sydney, aren't we? So
we've just agreed to have the biggest, most expensive postage ever.
Just... 2 flights to Sydney, please. One way.
That's how confident. That's how confident we are that no one's going to actually challenge it. Right. Do you want an epitome of cryptic?
Yes. Right.
A feud builds to a heart-stopping moment.
Feud. Is this Flick and Tarnay then? A feud. They're feuding. Heart-stopping moment. I don't know.
Don't even know who's involved with that.
It sounds like Flick and Tane, doesn't it? Because they're feuding.
Do they then have angry sex?
Ooh.
Heart-stopping.
Or is it over, like this is, there's no, oh, because, oh, did you say the other day that Tane is rebounding? Are they having an argument and he's gone, yeah, well, I slept with Mac or something.
Could be, yeah. Or does someone die?
No! The hand
literally stops. Literally. Like whoever he's rebounded with is dead.
Felicity, it's me.
Felicity kills you on Thursday next week.
I think more likely 2 minutes with Tane would kill me, to be honest, but there we go.
Oh, just snap you. okay, right. The next episode sort of gives it... I'll tell you what, I'll skip that because that sort of gives it away. Oh. Felicity leads with rage. So this wrath and rage is carrying on.
I don't think I can.
That means that's an entire other week of it.
I know. Yeah. And I'm losing. I'm in her corner. I'll be honest. I think they've both made mistakes, but I'm in her corner because I think.
Morally, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm losing my empathy with her because of the way that she's acting.
Well, we were talking yesterday as well. She's lost a lot of the audience already with her behaviour.
Yeah.
This isn't... I don't know if I'm comfortable with this is the way it's gone. Mm. I'm feeling a little bit like, why have they written it this way?
I know.
I don't know if that sits right with me. I feel a little conflicted here.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Last line of the week. Cash's career is in jeopardy.
That's not news, though, is it? Because he's suspended, so it's always been a jeopardy. No. So...
Well, there was like a brief conversation on Friday, wasn't there, about him trying to fast-track his suspension hearing or something. Maybe he's trying to get it back and it's not looking good. But everybody else seems to have gotten off with it, so there's no peril here in this one, is there?
No, I don't believe there's peril. But his career's been in jeopardy for a while. Like, he's been suspended for this, but before that, he's also done some shady, dodgy things. You know, I mean, Tex, dodgy.
Oh, right, you said the name now. Can't think of anything else.
I know. I know. Tex. Oh, Tex. We love Tex. Just break him out of jail. Is he in jail? He's in jail, isn't he?
Should we go get him?
Yeah, let's break him out of jail. Yeah. He's not dead, is he, Tex? He's in jail.
No, he's in jail, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Jailbreak. Jailbreak for Tex. But yeah, Cash's career has been in jeopardy for a while. I don't think that's news. But does it? This could mean at the moment we're in limbo land, aren't we? Because he's suspended, but we don't yet know whether he's possibly going to have a career to save or whether this is it.
I imagine he's probably got to go in and argue his case, hasn't he?
Yeah, take me back, or I become a bartender with Xander, or a gym. Yeah. Instructor with Tane or whatever.
Do you know, I'm going to call it now. They're going to say to him, you can come back, but you've got to do administrative duties.
Oh, desk job. Yes. Yeah. No out in the field job. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be down at YCPD in Yabby Creek answering the phone.
Making tea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We will be back with more episode discussion from Summer Bay soon. Until then, join the discussion online at Coastal News Pod.